Good morning. We're continuing Chayei Adam, Klal and Zayin, and we finished Siman Vav. Siman Zayin, we're just going to talk about outside. So based on his thought process, he feels that the assumption is that Zaysim would go before Sa'orim, because Zaysim is number one adjacent to the second Eretz of the Pasuk, Eretz Zay Shemen, and Sa'orim is number two to the first Eretz of the Pasuk, Eretz Chito Sa'ara. Therefore, Zaysim go before the Mazonos of Sa'ara. Now, Yayin, because it's Bracha Mevor Eretz, goes before Zaysim, even though Yayin is based on Anovim, which is number three in the Pasuk. But Yayin, because of the Cheshivas of Yayin, is Kedel Ma'od, and it's a bracha mevor eretz, so he adds both elements. It's not just enough that it's bracha mevor eretz, like he's going to say in Siman Ches, but in conjunction with the fact that Yayin has a great, very big cheshivas, so Yayin goes before Zayas. Mizonos goes before Yayin. That's even true even by Mizonos of Sarim, because Mizonos is also el bracha mevor eretz. And it's also Muktim in the Pasuk, Tit and Sarah go before Anovim. So you're left with a halachic conundrum. You could end up with a situation, according to his thought process, that Zaysim go before Sarim, Sarim goes before Yayin, and Yayin goes before Zaysim. So you have this question, what do you do? According to Mishnah Berurah, the halacha is that the bracha of Mazonos of Sarim goes before Zaysim. And it goes before Yayin. And Yayin goes before Zaysim as well. So that which he's assuming, that the mile of the order of the Pasuk overrides the mile of Mazonos, and therefore Zaysim go before Sa'arim, the Mazonos of Sa'arim. Mishnah Berurah feels is incorrect. Again, it's not the Mishnah Berurah's opinion. It's the opinion of many Shitas, which Mishnah Berurah is Machria, like those Shitas. So we're left with, according to Mishnah Berurah, that this whole question, which will end up at the end, would not be relevant. So according to Mishnah Berurah, the order is going to be, Mazonos, no matter what type of item it's made out of, and then Yayin, and then we follow the order of the Pasuk of the different types of fruits, which is going to be Zaysim, Tamorim, Anovim, Teinim, and Rimonim. That's only after you've used the mile of Mevareris in the Pasuk, in the brachas, the mile of the beerer of Mazonos is even better than Yayin, and that includes all types of Mazonos, and then the mile of Yayin is next, and afterwards the bracha of Repio 8 on the various different types of fruits, we follow the order of the Pasuk. That's how the Chayadim understands, that's how Mishabur understands the question that the Chayadim is grappling with. Okay. So therefore, the Chayyadim in Siman Ches says, Kadim is the Pasuk who Kadim Lakol, Vacharov Bracha Mivoreris, Shachashiva Sumichamesh is Machmas Abracha, and afterwards it's Milas Minshiva, afterwards the Mile of Sholem, afterwards the Mile of Chaviv. So according to the Chayyadim, the order is first Kadim is a Pasuk, which Mishnah Berurah is saying not like this, that Bracha Mivoreris overrides. The Chayyadim in his assumption that the order of the Pasuk overrides even Bracha Mevor Eretz. So that's what we have with his questions, which he has. But, so according to Mishnah Berurah, the order is going to be Bracha Mevor Eretz, and then Kedimas HaPasuk, together with the Min Shiva. Min Shiva means something of the Zayin Minim, again, something which is not from the Zayin Minim. Kedimas HaPasuk is within the Zayin Minim itself, what goes first and what goes second. And then Sholem, and then Chaviv. So Nimsa Seder Hamailus. So the Chayyadim says that this is the Seder Hamailus. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow in the shir we'll go through the Seder Malos. I'm actually going to follow the language of the Mishnah Berurah, not the language of the Chayyotim, because that's how we pass on Halacha L'maisa. But I will end in the points that the Chayyotim touches on, which the Mishnah Berurah does not touch on. And meanwhile, have a good day.